Well, I'm joined today by Chris Smith from Kids Physio Works Limited. So welcome to Kids, Chris.
Thanks for inviting me, Scott. I mean, it's lovely to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, believe me. Now, first off, please tell me just what you do, how you do it, and when you started.
Well, my background is in the NHS. I mean, I started as a children's physiotherapist a long time ago now and worked for several years in the NHS, providing a range of different clinics and other services. I recently moved into private practice in the past kind of 10 years, set up my own clinic, looking predominantly at children that have disabilities, so children with things like cerebral palsy or developmental delay, or children that aren't quite getting their movement milestones.
Because you're trying to help these people. I mean, there's quite a lot of people that you're actually trying to help. You want to explain?
Yeah, I mean, a number of families visit us for a number of different reasons. I mean, it could be as simple as a child that has a sports injury, or a child that's having some leg pain after a football game or something. But the majority of the children that we are actually seeing and helping are children with long-term conditions, so such as cerebral palsy, which are impeding on the child's ability to essentially move as a typical child would. So that's the predominant number of children and young people we see.
Now, I noticed from your website that you've got a large number of specialist-designed fun suits and gadgets to help children to overcome various conditions and disabilities. Would you like to briefly describe a couple of these and just what they do? Because it looked very good to me.
We've over the course of the past 9 years, and we've assembled a range of different fun activities for the children to do. You know, we kind of like put things together which are fun as well as being rehab in nature. So it's a case of treadmills. We can have suspension over treadmills, so there's a series of pulleys and ropes, so the child can actually practice walking on a treadmill or running on a treadmill. We've got specialist suits that we brought in from America. And these just give a child a little bit of an extra squeeze, a little bit of to tell their body where they are.
Yeah.
So it essentially, it's very good for rehab, but it's also something that the children probably haven't seen elsewhere as well. So we use things like functional electrical stimulation, which it sounds horrific. I mean, but actually, it's a very useful tool for helping children that maybe have weak muscles or children who aren't quite sure on how they need to start to move. It also tells us about their muscles and about how much they're working as well. So we have a range of different things really to kind
some of those fun suits look fantastic.
Yeah, they are great fun actually. I mean, when I was doing my training in Madrid, actually in Spain, you get to put one of the suits on, and it's fantastic. You don't realise actually how hard work they are until you have to wear one yourself. So all good fun.
Oh, good stuff. So where are you based and how many staff do you have?
Well, we've got two clinics presently. We've got one clinic in Cotford near Colchester, and our other clinic is in Witham, just off the A12, both clinics. So we've got, essentially, we've got 10 staff working across those two clinics. We offer treatment outside of clinic as well, at home or in school or various different locations.
Because you've just come in from Barnet today and you've got places over the place that you go to.
We do cover like a high area, but such is the demand for our services, and you know, we do help a lot of families. I mean, it's part of the reason I'm on the show, really. I mean, we've been looking for somewhere, a suitable premises in Brentwood for quite some time, actually. So if any of your listeners or anybody associated with the show has got any ideas on where we might find something like that, that would be wonderful.
what sort of place are you actually looking for?
I mean, our present two clinics are places that have got easy access to the A12, that have level access. So a lot of our children that visit are wheelchair users, and it needs to have parking, etc. But we're just looking. We've looked around for some years for Brentwood, because we do have lots of families from the area that are driving up to see us, and we would like to make it easier for them. Those sorts of things, if you think it might be suitable, give me a call. I mean,
it's reasonable.
Absolutely. I'll give you my bat phone and we can get in touch.
Good stuff, all right. Now, the fact you've got all of these people working for you and you've got to have all the specialist equipment and premises, they've got to be paid for, so I imagine this doesn't come too cheap.
No, it is expensive, and unfortunately, we don't operate with much profit on the business. It's essentially physiotherapy wages. If you want to have highly trained physiotherapists, you either have to get a physiotherapist and highly train them, or kind of recruit a highly trained physiotherapist, and both of those come with a cost attached.
Of course.
So in order to do that, it means that physiotherapy is an expensive thing to purchase independently. Mm. Now, we have a number of families that come to us with funding from various different routes, but some of our families do pay for therapy themselves. So what we're trying to do at the minute is we're trying to set up another organisation to work hand in hand with ours, which serves as a charity to provide some support for those families that are struggling, would maybe like to come for some more therapy but haven't quite got the means to do that. So so that's the other kind of plea that I'm in today on is is basically for anybody that would be interested in supporting us with the charity, we'd like to hear from you and have a chat.
And you've got a website for the charity, haven't you?
Well, the charity website isn't up yet, but we have a website for our physiotherapy services.
All right.
So that's a great place to start if you want to get in touch with us.
Which is?
That's kids physioworks. physioworks.co.uk.
And the new idea that you have is going to be a Kids Physio Works Foundation charity, is that?
Yeah, that's the working title, is the Kids Physio Works Foundation, and it will be, it's in the early stages at the minute, but we'll hope to have that rolling out just as soon as we can set a suitable format for it. But at the minute, we are looking like a charitable company is kind of where we're going down.
Right.
Again, we're just looking for support with that and help with that. So, if your viewers are out there that have got background in that, please get in touch. Sorry, listeners, even listeners.
Okay, and presumably they can email you. You've got an email address for that?
Yeah, you can contact, I'll give you the main email, which is it's info, at kidsphysioworks.co.uk.
Well, of course, we'll be putting all of that up on the website a bit later on. So if anyone would like to know more about you, and clearly they can look at your website, which, as we said, is kidsphysioworks.co.uk. But they can also contact you by phone and talk to a real person, can they not?
Yeah, in this day and age, we still offer the real person service. if you wanted to speak to us at Cotford, our Cotford clinic is 01206... 212849, and we can redirect you if you want to speak to somebody at Witham or from there, really.
Fair enough. Okay. And you also, as we said earlier on, you do home visits as well.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've got all this wonderful stuff in our clinics that, that the kids like. But for some times that getting to us can be a bit problematic.
Yes.
Or there may be an issue in school or a nursery or elsewhere that needs addressing. So for that reason, we do offer a home and school-based service that goes out to you, yes.
But presumably, you can't take all the equipment with you for that.
I would have a very big van.
Really?
It would be a bus. It would have to be some kind of lorry that, because a lot of our equipment is rather large, so it does make it prohibitive, unfortunately. But
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for all of that, Chris, and for coming in to talk to us today. Of course, we'll be putting all the details up online a little bit later on, including a copy of our chat. We'll also want to wish you good fortune with finding this property in the Brentwood area, because I'm sure that would be a great success if you were able to expand out here.
It's something that we've been talking about for a very long time. So, I'm sure that within the good people of Brentwood, we can find some suitable property there to hopefully help support the disabled children in your area. I mean, that would be wonderful.
Well, I certainly hope so. That would be absolutely first rate if you could. Thanks very much again.
No, thanks for your time, Scott.